107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with John Wolfe and Christian Sainsbury, campaign co-chairs with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning to both of you. Welcome. Yep.
Good morning.
Okay, John. We got to start with you right off the top. I'm loving this new look here, my friend.
Yeah, it's we're giving Movember a try. I'm glad it's brought some humor to your morning, and it will continue for the next month, Jamie.
I'm just thinking by the end of the month, you're going to have the full handlebars with the mustache going.
It's not a great look.
Oh, but, I love it.
It's working for radio.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think so far, Christian?
Well, I think I'm glad that it gets shaved off at the end of November.
All for a good cause. And speaking of a great cause, of course, it's United Way Perth Huron as the campaign continues. Do you have an update for us?
We are, and thank you again for having us, Jamie. So far, we're at $770,000, and we want to thank everybody that's really helped out with the campaign so far. It does go to helping address our local issues, including mental health and well-being and last year, one of our supported partners, Family Services of Perth Huron, they had 1,126 individuals and their family members accessing their services, including 35 youth that came in for counseling and some mentoring service. So it's certainly, we're obviously driving forward for more of a good cause, and there's lots of information at perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
Okay, that is an example of, puts it right into perspective right there. So let's do a shout out for some workplace campaigns going on, Kristen.
Yeah, so these workplace campaigns keep getting on board as we go throughout the year, and I want to just shout out a couple that have launched: the Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance, AccuMetal, and Festival Hydro, and we'll keep updating you as we have more coming on board, because there's a number that are going to be launching soon.
Sure, yeah, and it's not too late to be on board with something like this. Not too late at all.
Not too late at all. This is a great opportunity to do some team building within your organization. There's lots of ideas we have that we can support you with. So if you want to talk about how to launch a workplace campaign, give us a call. Yeah. We're happy to help work with you.
Yeah, just reach out. Okay. Let's get John back on here. We had fun with the trivia, but...
it was a lot. And, it was... I came in Thursday morning after the trivia. My head hurt last week, I was listening to the interview and, it's...
It was a good time, a good cause, and let's shout that out again.
Yeah, so I want to thank Maggie Harris and Heather Bryan, who organized the event, and this was the second time that we ran it. Super successful. It sold out really quickly, and I think everyone that was there had a good time. I think it was a testament to the event that people came out despite it being the Blue Jays that
night.
Mm-hmm. So our organizers were astute enough as Blue Jays fans themselves to move it up slightly so that everyone could get home and watch the game. And they raised $10,500. And many, many volunteers came out to help. So also thank you to them.
Okay, that was United We Trivia at the Hall. That, of course, was in support of United Way Perth Huron. But John, I know I play trivia too often. And, you can have a great night. It's a great cause. But you're thinking of that one question you didn't get.
I usually wake up at 2 in the morning going, something or whatever. I can't even think of anything great. But
there you go. Hey, we have a winner for the Lucky Local 50-50 draw.
We do have a winner. We want to congratulate Elizabeth Schmidt, collecting a prize of $750. We had a total pot of about $1,500. So thank you to everyone who bought tickets to help support the campaign.
That is awesome. So good stuff. And now we are officially into November. Let's talk about burgers, John.
Yeah, this is my department.
There we go.
We're thrilled. And we've talked about this a little bit, but it's officially underway and through November. So $2 from every burger that's sold will go back to United Way. And so far, our participating restaurants are launching some amazing looking burgers. Mercer Hall, they've got the Soul to Soul burger. The Foster's Inn is doing a brunch burger. Dimitri's is doing the ultimate bacon cheddar cheese burger, which just sounds delicious. Gillies has got Stratford. They're going to be doing a cowboy burger. And out in St. Mary's, the Lincoln burger. 53 North, that's the Stratford Country Club. They've got a bacon brie beef burger.
Oh my goodness.
I'm getting hungry.
Oh my God. Tongue twisted, too.
Yeah, the Arden Park Hotel's doing the ultimate Canadian burger. Bentley's is doing the Gouda Cause burger.
I love it.
Eddington's in Exeter, the Handsome Hank burger, which I think is worth the drive to Exeter to see who Hank is.
Sounds good.
And the Honest Llama in Exeter is doing pickles and pork burgers.
My gosh.
And if you can't remember all this, we have it all online. So pop on and have a look.
Yeah, and again, go to the Facebook page, too, with United Way Perth Huron. There's some very tempting posts. on all of that. So every order equals one vote kind of thing in terms of
exactly. So we're going to have the People's Choice Award, so people can vote on that after they're done. And then the most burgers sold also will have a prize for the restaurant that gets that prize.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. And that's through the month of November. This is a great thing. You can check them all out. And
go twice if you have to.
Yeah. United Way Perth Huron. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. John Wolf and Christian Sainsbury, thanks so much for the update. And looking good, John.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.